And it's time for the Poet's Corner here on Lonnie Bell's Classic Country. And Penny Smith is on the line with us today. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
What'd you bring for us today?
I brought a poem that was written by a poet from Canada, Phyllis Rathwell. She's really a great poet, and I think you'll like this.
All right, we're ready.
The poem is called The Coyote's Call. I'd ride along when my dad checked cows, and I'd try my best to keep up. He was the top dog of our domain, while I was a runty young pup. He'd tell me of all nature's wonders as we'd ride and look over the herd of glaciers, rivers, and landforms. I'd try to soak up every word. Dad knew all the names of the flowers and signs Mother Nature hung out. Seasonal change, each inch of the range, he spoke quiet with never a doubt. He could read the sky in a quick glance, foretell the oncoming day, new cycles and habits of creatures, and shared this in his quiet way. One day we noticed an old cow. She'd somehow missed out on the call. Humped up, hollow-eyed, staring distant, she gazed past us with eyes that were dull. "What's the matter with her?" I cried out. Dad shook his head, and I recall his quiet regret as he told me, "She's hearing the coyote's call." I grew up and followed my own path, busy mother and teacher and wife, raised kids, crops, and cows, and when time allowed, I pondered the cycles of life. When my test horse was getting near 30, I knew, but still tears had to fall. "Let her go," Dad said as he patted my head. "She's hearing the coyote's call." They called me from out of my classroom. I prayed as I ran down the hall that this would just be a warning, a heads up, a near miss, a close call. I got to the hospital quickly, held his hand as we watched the night fall. Dad smiled as he looked past my tear streaks. "Girl, I'm hearing the coyote's call." Well, at our age, we've all had some heartache. Death's part of the cycle for all, but I hope we find peaceful acceptance when we hear the coyote's call. And I know my dad will be waiting, standing patient beside Tessa's stall. I won't hear a choir or a trumpet. I'll just hear the coyote's call. That's it.
Yeah, that was really great.
That's fine, Penny. Thank you very much.
That was a great
poem.
You
betcha. Take care.
You too. Thanks. More coming up on Lonnie Bell's Classic Country.